The Church of Scientology is one of the most successful cults disguised as a religion ever created. While everyone knows about their existence, not many really know what it's all about. Why do so many people join? And why are so many celebrities obsessed with this religion? What do you even get from joining Scientology? The basis of what the Church of Scientology teaches is the key to immortal life like many other religions do. The only difference is that in Scientology, you are the god. The religion teaches that men are really extraterrestrial immortal gods that keep on reincarnating when they die. L. Ron Hubbard, the creator of this religion, claimed that eons ago, the old gods who were just people came together to create the earth. These people eventually forgot that they were gods and ended up trapped on earth. But after these gods completed their spiritual mission on earth, they would transcend into their true forms and stop reincarnating. That's what the Church of Scientology promises to teach you, how to transcend and escape this material world. For a hefty price, though. Most people who have looked into the Church of Scientology might think that because L. Ron Hubbard was a fiction writer, that he literally just made all of this religion up. While his involvement in writing fiction novels might have inspired his Scientology religion in some way, not all of Scientology was made up by L. Ron Hubbard. In fact, he pretty much stole most of his religion from another sinister cult that he was a part of. Let's just say those in Scientology have a good reason to be so secretive. When you discover what Scientology is really about, you would understand why people go missing and why there's so much evil surrounding this cult. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos exposing the truth weekly. In today's episode, we will be talking about the Church of Scientology. But before we begin, I just wanted to let my Patreon members know I am finishing up on a new Patreon exclusive that will be dropping in the next few days. So make sure to be on the lookout for that video. If you're not a member, what are you waiting for? Join the truth movement and help me spread the truth. For $3 a month, not only will you be further supporting the channel, but you would also get access to over 50 exclusive Patreon videos that are not available here on YouTube. If you would like to join, you can find the link in the description and in the comment section. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. The Church of Scientology is one of the biggest New Age religious movements in the last 70 years. The organization started all the way back in 1953 as a small group in the state of New Jersey. It was founded by L. Ron Hubbard, his wife Mary Sue, and another man. The organization would eventually grow from a small group to one of the biggest New Age religious movements in the world. The church claims to have over 5.5 million members in the US alone, with several Scientology centers all over the world. But no one really believes how many members they have, as they're likely just hyping themselves up. You may be asking yourself, how does the Church of Scientology get so many people to join? That's partly due to celebrities endorsing the church. With an impressive list of A-list celebrities a part of the church or associated with it, recruiting new members is an easy task for them. Over the years, people like Tom Cruise, Will Smith, Nancy Cartwright, John Travolta, Danny Masterson, and many others have been associated with the Church of Scientology. Chances are you have heard of the Church of Scientology, as throughout its existence, the mysterious organization has been shrouded in controversy. Scientology has faced allegations of human trafficking and forced labor, particularly concerning the Sea Org's Rehabilitation Project Force, which reportedly involves hazardous conditions and child abuse. The organization is also accused of predatory financial practices, such as charging high costs for religious services and exploiting members. They also implement a disconnection policy that forces members to sever ties with family and friends. They have also been called out for their aggressive approach towards critics, using harassment, litigation, and other methods to silence people from talking. For the last several years, the niece of the current leader of the organization, David Miscavige, has been speaking out against the church. Jenna Miscavige has been all over social media exposing the church's dark secrets, telling people how evil and disturbing the organization really is.
I'm Jenna Miscavige. My uncle is the leader of Scientology, and I escaped when I was 22. The Sea Org is Scientology's most dedicated group. You sign a billion-year contract. You work 15-hour days, 7 days a week. No kids and almost no pay. You may have seen Shannon recruiting on Hollywood Boulevard. She's there every single day. But what's it really like behind those doors? I know because I was Shannon. I lived on the 12th floor of that building for 4 years. My ex-husband even proposed to me on the fire escape. But here's what life there actually looked like. No mom there when I got my first period. Wearing the same clothes every day of my childhood. Scientology chose who I could date, and I got married at 18 years old. With none of my family present because I wasn't allowed to speak to them. Many of the girls were married off at 15 or 16 to much older men. Because in Scientology, they don't even believe in the concept of children.
When I was 7 years old, I was made to
sign a billion-year contract dedicating my soul to Scientology's paramilitary organization.
My aunt, Shelley Miscavige, hasn't been seen by anyone outside of Scientology since 2005. Leah Remini last saw her that year and then reported her missing in 2016. Since then, Where Is Shelley has exploded, bringing international attention to Scientology's abuses. Most people see my Aunt Shelley as a trapped, powerless victim. I see her differently, as the Ghislaine Maxwell to my Uncle Dave's Jeffrey Epstein. She was his right-hand man, so to speak, and she was there for it all. Protecting predators, covering up child abuse and deaths, separating children from parents, and helping to build the family-destroying human trafficking cult that it is today.
The rise of social media has also birthed people like this guy who sits outside Scientology buildings warning every person who's convinced to walk into the church, telling them it's a cult.
Oh, get out of there. No, it's a cult. She's in the cult. This is Scientology. It's literally a cult. You don't want to mess with it. She's going to lock you in. You better get out of there. It's a cult.
Some of you might have seen videos of this guy on social media. He spends a good amount of time trying to warn people about Scientology.
How are you doing? Where's Shelly? You guys seen Shelly lately? Yeah, go inside. Everybody back inside. Pack it up.
You've been rude to me.
Exactly. Don't mess with them. Scientologists. Nope. No, Scientologists. Scientologists, don't do it. Just call somebody. Too bad.
Now you may be thinking, why is this man going so hard? If someone wants to join, that's their business. But the thing is, most people have no idea what the Church of Scientology really is, not even the members. They don't understand what the so-called religion is based on. While most people have heard the basics when it comes to Scientology, they don't know the hidden side that the church tries really hard to protect. The stated purpose of Scientology is to help people achieve spiritual enlightenment and freedom by freeing them from past traumatic experiences and helping them realize their potential as immortal spiritual beings. The ultimate goal is not just individual spiritual liberation, but also the creation of a better world, described as a civilization without insanity, criminals, and war. Now, when they say it like this, it almost sounds like the solution to world peace. But behind this gimmicky mission statement lies the real truth about this sinister cult. The answers to what Scientology is all about hides in the history of L. Ron Hubbard, who L. Ron Hubbard was and what he believed in and associated with. L. Ron Hubbard was born March 13, 1911, into a military family. He had a pretty normal military upbringing as he often moved around with his father. After Hubbard finished college in 1934, he would end up becoming a fiction writer for Pulp Fiction magazines. From his start at the company until 1940, he would produce hundreds of short stories and novels. Unfortunately for Hubbard, his writing career wouldn't go anywhere, and if he wanted to make millions of dollars, he would have to find another way. This was around the same time Hubbard started dabbling in the occult again, becoming a big fan of the British occultist Aleister Crowley. When Hubbard was 16, he got into Crowley's Book of the Law, but now he was fully immersed in his teachings. Those who watch my content often should already know who Aleister Crowley is, but for those who don't know Aleister Crowley, he was a ceremonial magician, occultist, and writer. At the time, Aleister Crowley had earned himself a reputation for being a high-degree black magician and the leader of many Masonic occult organizations. He was also known for his books that were immensely popular in the occult world. Hubbard became obsessed with his books. This is something his own son revealed. He said that his father was indeed deep into the occult. In 1959, L. Ron Hubbard Jr. left the Church of Scientology and changed his name to Ronald the Wolf. In the 1980s, the Wolf gave a series of sworn statements and interviews detailing his father's history. The Wolf revealed that his father had been deeply involved in the occult and black magic. According to the Wolf, Aleister Crowley's death in 1947 was a pivotal event that led Hubbard to take over the mantle of the Beast. The Wolf also claimed that black magic is the inner core of Scientology, stating that his father did not worship Satan, he thought he was Satan. The Wolf would eventually do an interview where he tried to warn the world that his father was connected to Aleister Crowley. He also stated that his father blended what he learned from the occult with his teachings of Scientology.
Why did you leave the church? Because of these allegations, these things that you...
A whole wide variety of reasons. It isn't a very simple answer. I left because my wife wanted me to. And also... because I wasn't making any money, because all the money flows, of course, to my father, always has. I was also tired of the fraud and the deception, plus his deep involvement in personal use of drugs on himself and others, black magic.
When you say black magic, what are you talking about? I mean, some of the things that I read in the stack of material, It sounds just absolutely unbelievable. What are you talking about when you say this?
Well, the funny thing is that the actual truth is about as far out as Scientology itself. Really, the basis of Scientology, which is rather hidden and covered over, is the occult, deep involvement with satanic powers that he felt that he was deeply involved with British black magician called Aleister Crowley, and through putting himself in deep hypnotic trances and the use of drugs on himself, he wanted to become the most powerful being in the world.
As you heard for yourself, the Wolf revealed his father was an occultist into black magic. He admits his father used Crowley's occult teachings as the foundation of Scientology, admitting that it was at the core of his religion. Now, after L. Ron became obsessed with Crowley, he started looking for a way to involve himself in his groups. Back in those days, Crowley became the leader of several occult secret societies, one being the OTO. Hubbard became interested in the group and wanted to join. This is where his life changed forever. In the mid-1940s, L. Ron ended up joining an OTO branch that was led by a man named Jack Parsons. Parsons was a very important guy at the time. He was an American rocket engineer and chemist. Parsons was one of the principal founders of both the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and Aerojet. He invented the first rocket engine to use a castable composite rocket propellant and pioneered the advancement of both liquid fuel and solid fuel rockets. Jack Parsons was also a devout follower of the English occultist Aleister Crowley. Jack had even been handpicked by Crowley to start his own OTO lodge in his home in California. L. Ron ended up joining his lodge and eventually became pretty close friends with Parsons. Jack Parsons actually sent over a letter to Aleister Crowley informing him about L. Ron wanting to join the lodge. In the letter, Jack Parsons told Crowley about his friendship with Hubbard and how he had basically stolen his girl. More importantly, they spoke about the rituals they were participating in at the lodge. While L. Ron was living with Jack Parsons, he routinely participated in occult rituals, mostly practicing sex magic rituals with Jack. During his time with Jack Parsons, they attempted to perform a strange ritual called the Babylon Working, a sex ritual that was intended to invoke the ancient goddess Babylon, or otherwise known as the Scarlet Woman, into a human vessel. They did this by performing a pattern of esoteric tantric sex rituals. For the ritual, Parsons and Hubbard constructed an altar, and Hubbard acted as the high priest during a series of ceremonies in which Parsons and the woman did sex rituals. The ritual lasted for 4 days, and according to Jack Parsons, it was a success, claiming that he was even struck by something invisible and that a candle was knocked out of his hand. He also claimed to have seen a brownish-yellow glowing light coming in the room through the doorway they were in. While Hubbard was with Parsons, he became deeply involved in the OTO in Thelema. It's obvious that while he was at Parsons' mansion, he learned the basis to what would become the Church of Scientology. After he learned what he needed, not only did he leave Jack Parsons behind, but he took his girlfriend and scammed him out of all the money he had. Jack Parsons literally had to sell his mansion after L. Ron tricked him into investing his money into a yacht business idea he created. Parsons invested all his life savings into this business. When he was scammed, he was forced to sell off his mansion to liquidate his debt and to have some sort of money. While Hubbard left Parsons behind, he took with him all his occult teachings that he learned and was going to use it to become ultra-rich. During his time studying the occult, Hubbard became interested in something called Dionism. Dionism is a 19th century American spiritual practice focused on sexual control and satisfaction without climaxing, named after the Roman goddess Diana. The purpose of Dionism was to perform certain sex rituals that would help transcend a person and reach enlightenment. The practice gained a following amongst American occultists after Aleister Crowley promoted it to his occult circles. After learning about Dionism in the 1950s, Hubbard began telling people that he had discovered a way to make Superman. He started making claims that there existed a superhuman condition called the clear. He claimed that people in that state would have perfectly functioning mind with an improved IQ and photographic memory. Those who achieved the clear would be cured of physical ailments ranging from poor eyesight to the common cold. which Hubbard claimed were all purely psychosomatic. Hubbard's interest in Dianism led him to create his own repackaged version called Dianetics. On May 9, 1950, Hubbard released Dianetics, the Modern Science of Mental Health. He would also end up starting the Hubbard Dianetics Research Foundation. He created Dianetics after the teachings of Dianism. He was so obsessed with Dianism, he bought himself a ship and named it Diana, and even named his daughter Diana. At this point, L. Ron was achieving massive success with Dianetics, but it wouldn't last forever, as he ended up losing all his credibility when during a demonstration he failed to prove his teachings were actually successful. Even though it would go on to fail, Dianetics would eventually become the foundation for his next big idea, the Church of Scientology. L. Ron was back with a new promise, a way to turn everyday people into immortal gods. L. Ron's Dianetic turned into the Church of Scientology and promised through its teachings that you had a chance to achieve godlike powers in a state he called Operating Theathen. According to L. Ron, OT is a state of complete spiritual freedom in which one is a willing and knowing cause over life, thought, matter, energy, space, and time. Nowadays, the Church of Scientology offers 8 levels of OT, with each level costing thousands of dollars to achieve. Hubbard wanted Scientology to be easier to digest and accept, so he decided to hide his new religion's occult ties from the world. The symbol he chose for the church, which is this cross here, was oddly similar to Aleister Crowley's OTO symbol. He also repackaged many of the same teachings of Thelema and pushed them as Scientology. L. Ron told his followers through his teachings that they could become their own gods, which is the exact same philosophy Aleister Crowley taught through OTO and Thelema. All L. Ron did was make it more digestible, and even though still highly insane, people bought into it. But the occult influence was still found hidden in the highest degrees of the organization. When a member made it to OT8, they were told the truth about the organization. OT8 is considered the highest achievable level in the Church of Scientology, and when you made it there, it gave you access to the top secret documents. Hubbard claimed that the document revealing the truth about OT8 should only be revealed after his passing. These documents were not only revealing but disturbing, and said all we need to know about L. Ron. In the document, Hubbard mentions the Book of Revelation and its prophecies of a time when an arch enemy of Christ, referred to as the Antichrist, would reign. According to Hubbard, the Antichrist represents the forces of Lucifer. Hubbard wrote this, "My mission could be said to fulfill the biblical promises represented by this brief Antichrist period." In the document, Hubbard also mocks and disrespects Jesus, claiming that the historic Jesus was not nearly the sainted figure he has been made out to be. He accused Jesus of not only being a lover of young boys and men, but also claimed that he had an uncontrollable rage. These documents were initially denied by the Church of Scientology, claiming that they were false. But George White, a public Scientologist who had achieved OT8 in the summer of 1988, confirmed that the document is 100% authentic. This is what the church was truly about. This is the truth about the Church of Scientology. It was a cult created using occult teachings repackaged as the key to immortality. This is what L. Ron himself admitted to. They don't want the world to know their founder based a religion off occult beliefs. This is why so much evil takes place at this so-called church. Why so many celebrities are so obsessed with it. They know the truth about Scientology, and that's what makes them gravitate to it. This is the truth on why Scientology is so evil. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.